Oi. Ngana pita, kule la podcast ko.
Are you interested in learning an Aboriginal language? What is the best way to learn? That is the theme of today's episode.
G'day, welcome. I'm Cato Muir and this is My Culture Story, a short podcast series devoted to sharing my culture with you, the listener. I'm a Ngalia man from the deserts of Western Australia, and in this podcast I share my insights into Ngalia language, Ngalia country, Ngalia arts, Ngalia history, and generally discuss culture and relationships between Aboriginal people and the wider community in Australia. Well, I hope you enjoy it, and we'll get on with the episode.
Well, for those in the know, there's only 3 weeks left before the Pulama Conference in Darwin. Pulama will feature guests, speakers, and other people working in Aboriginal languages across Australia. And it's all going to be happening in Darwin. Diva and I hope to get there and talk about Ngalia language and the work that we're doing with Ngalia. Now, that's the theme of today's episode. How do you learn a language? Are you interested in learning a language? And what are some of the best ways to do that? Now, I, of course, grew up in an environment where I was immersed. My mother spoke 7 different Aboriginal languages. All of my elders spoke my languages. And a lot of the kids that I grew up with and played with spoke languages. Sadly, today, that's not the case for a lot of people. And you have to go a long way, or go out of your way, to find the local languages of the land, particularly in those areas where the genocide of the settler state has really resulted in total suppression of the Aboriginal languages. Now, I'm from the Western Desert speech communities, and we're lucky in that a lot of our Western Desert languages remain intact, although my particular language, Ngalia, we're down to about three speakers, myself and my brothers. But our language is so similar to Manjiljara and Nganyajara and even Wangatha and other desert-based languages that we find ourselves mutually intelligible. Now, I gave an interview on this subject recently, and there were 2 cool ways that you can learn in Aboriginal languages. One is just go onto YouTube. Google some of the Aboriginal music out there, especially those music coming out of the desert, in the desert reggae traditions, some of which are based on people's appreciation of the South African artist Lucky Dubai. And right across the desert at the moment, young Aboriginal musicians are coming out with their versions, their reggae versions, telling stories of life, experiences, identity, culture, and being standing strong. But they're sharing these experiences through language-based reggae music. So that's just one example. If you want to learn a language, get exposed to a language, tune your ears into a language, just go onto YouTube and Google it, and you will find some really cool music in language, and over time you'll be able to pick out the words. Now, I do have a lot of Ngalia language learning materials out there, and a lot of Ngalia words are similar to a lot of other Aboriginal words, and particularly those in the sung in these reggae style traditions. So there's an opportunity for listeners to take action right now, go out and get exposed to an Aboriginal language. Now, another way to learn it is, of course, to do courses, and we do have some courses in Ngalia that I'm still trying to get out there. I had it on some platforms before, but sadly the websites that I was using were started to charge money, and they expected me to charge fees for people to learn Ngalia language, which I suppose is a good, you know, we should be doing that, but I just feel that it's very important that this message, the ability for people to actually engage with language, it's really important that it becomes open and accessible. So that's been one of the driving forces between our work in the Ngalia approach to language work. So keep an eye out. I will be putting more material out there. I do have some on ngalia.org. That's ngalia.org. But just go out there and Google and look around. You will find that there are opportunities to learn Yolngumata, Pitindara, and a number of other languages. So there is no excuse. You can't stay at home and say, I can't find language learning materials, because they are out there. So that's just my two pointers for today. Look up music, and not only the desert style, but up in Arnhem Land, the Yolngu people in the languages up there, Yolngumata, they are producing lots of music in their traditional language. I mean, you don't have to go far. Mr. G. Yunupingu was one who sang, I think, exclusively in his own language. So there are those opportunities. Music is a great way to learn. There are some language learning materials, and in particular, the Ngalia language learning materials. And the other great way, if you do get the opportunity, is go and immerse yourself in an Aboriginal community where language is spoken as a first language. Get a job out there. Volunteer at the school. And that, of course, is the easiest way to learn an Aboriginal language, is from the kids. I've been guilty of doing this myself. With Mardo language, I sat with my nieces and listened to how the kids speak, and then tune in to how the adults speak. So three key ways to learn a language: one through music, one through courses, and the other way is through listening to children. Okay, well, I think that should be enough for now. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Please share it, let others know, and I will be following up with some more language podcasts as we head toward the Puluma Conference in Darwin on the 19th to the 22nd of August. If you are intending to attend, registrations are open now.
Balana, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share with your friends. Use the Anchor app. I'm happy to take questions, comments. In the meantime, check us out on Facebook, My Culture Story, and you can find me at kdamuir.com or ngalia.org. Ngola nyako.